When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast. Texans Chiefs on Saturday, noon kick, 9 a.m. Texans countdown here on Sports Radio 610. And we'll take you all the way through on the postgame show, me and Clint Sterner as well, following the game. The line has swung all the way back from, started out as Chiefs -4, like at the beginning of the season. You know, you got look ahead lines that you can see what the lines on future games are going to be. This one had stuck around Chiefs -4, 4.5 points all season long until Patrick Mahomes twists his ankle in Sunday's game against the Cleveland Browns. And then all of a sudden, when it was thought that he might not play in this game, some of the books swung this thing all the way over to Texans -2.5, -3. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes being worth the most probably of any NFL quarterback. It's always compared to who your backup is, but he's worth about a touchdown. So some books were bold enough to swing the line with an assumption that Patrick Mahomes was not going to play in this game on Saturday. Well, lo and behold, Patrick Mahomes was a full participant in practice yesterday and said he feels good, said this injury feels better than the one he had in 2022 against the Jags. Colin, let's do Mahomes 2 here, okay? We'll do the second one with Mahomes. What do you need to feel in order to know you're good to go?
I want to be able to move. I want to be able to get out of the way. I mean, this is a good pass rush, a good defense. They're fly around. You don't want to go out there and put yourself in harm's way. I mean, obviously, it's football. You're going to take hits, but you want to be able to protect yourself. So that'll be where I'm at. And I don't want to limit the game plan. I think that's another thing for me is I want to be able to still be able to move around the pockets so we're not just sitting in one spot the whole entire game and letting their D-line really get after it. So it's about me finding that balance and seeing where I'm at. And like I said, I won't know until kind of close to the end of this week.
Okay. So this is what I wonder, Seth. Is this going to be something that they don't make the announcement on until the morning of the game? Like he gets out there and tries out the ankle? Like is this something that the Texans are going to have to be preparing for Carson Wentz and Patrick Mahomes all week long? It would stand to reason if you're the Chiefs, why not? A little gamesmanship.
Right, yeah, gamesmanship it up. And Carson Wentz was at the podium yesterday. Yeah. I don't know if that's because the Chiefs put him out there or because there was a request for him.
I guess the request, probably.
But it would be a good gamesmanship move. Yeah. But at the same time, then they list Pat Mahomes as a full participant in the injury in practice yesterday. So the fact that he has a known injury and they put him on as a full participant makes me feel like he's gonna play. They wouldn't be trying to mess with, you know, knowing that he's not gonna play, but misleading it, because the NFL takes that stuff pretty seriously.
Very serious.
So he's played through. He's had multiple ankle injuries, but he's never missed a game with an ankle injury. So there's that part of it too. The personal side of it, his consecutive starts and all that stuff, I'm sure he cares about, which Andy Reid doesn't. Andy Reid certainly doesn't care about that, but sometimes that dynamic comes into it.
Yeah.
The Chiefs still have a lot to play for in terms of getting the number one overall seed.
That's the biggest thing.
And I'm putting it at 90% that he starts this
game.
I'm
with you on that. I think he plays in this game on Saturday. I think the Chiefs, I think that a lot of the people covering this nationally that have talked about Mahomes sitting out the rest of the season over this ankle injury, it just sounds silly to me. The Chiefs are, they're not in a major position of strength here. And I'm not just talking about the fact that now Mahomes is banged up and he's going to be playing possibly gimpy. I think he's used to that. I think the one benefit of having had all these ankle injuries and playing with it is he's used to playing with it. You know, yeah. He knows what that's like. He knows what that feels like. The Chiefs, just for some context here, the Chiefs have three games left. The Texans at home, the Steelers on the road, and the Broncos on the road. This is the Chiefs' home finale coming up on Saturday. Yeah. So they play two road games against two playoff teams, the Steelers and the Broncos, coming up for the rest of the season. They've got a two-game lead over the Bills right now, but if it ends in a tie, the Bills beat the Chiefs and have the head-to-head. So the Chiefs need to do some winning here against the tough schedule. Meanwhile, the Bills are left with two games against the Patriots and a game against the Jets in the next 3 weeks. So there's a really good chance there's a good chance you can almost put in ink Bills 14-3. So the Chiefs have to find a way to finish 15-2.
Yeah, and it's a double whammy too, where the Chiefs, A, you'd love to have that first week bye and home field advantage, all of that, obviously. But then also, in doing so, you keep turning the screws on the Bills to where, all right, maybe they sustain an injury or something that you don't want to let the Bills off easy and then have them be able to selectively rest everybody.
Yep.
I'm running out of reasons for why Pat Mahomes wouldn't play in this game.
Mm-hmm.
He's done this every freaking year. He gets an ankle injury and then hobbles his way through it.
Yeah, unless the ankle is worse than they're letting on, in which case the Chiefs have really put themselves out there by making him a full participant on the injury report.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Him saying it's not as bad as the one that he had against Jacksonville last year. I think I think he's playing.
I think he is too. And I'm okay with that. I'm cool. Like it's
No,
it's
I want to see. Yeah. I want to see these teams. So the Texans are in the playoffs regardless. Give me a test.
Yes. That is the luxury the Texans have.
Uh-huh.
The luxury the Texans have is they've clinched a playoff spot. They've clinched a division. So it's not as though they're in the dance, but we've got to worry about getting a home game. They're going to have a home game.
Mm-hmm.
The best they can do is the 3 seed by all percentages and whatnot. And even there, there's a 22% chance of that. So there's not this the Texans aren't blowing anything by not getting the 3 seed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's an 80% chance by the computers that they're going to be the 4 seed. So yeah, they have the luxury of this being an opportunity to prove themselves a little bit, gain a little confidence, get better at football against higher level opponents, and I think proving themselves on Saturday in an environment like Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, that's going to be. It's not going to be playoff-like. For one, it's going to be high 40s, low 50s. You know, it's not a one-and-done scenario, obviously. But, it is the kind of difficult road environment that you're going to face in the playoffs.
Any week. That place is loud all the time.
And far as Mahomes, it really is. It's still, even though we've been doing this all season long, it's kind of alarming now that you've got so many games played and you look down and see that Mahomes has thrown for over 300 yards twice this season versus the Saints and the Raiders.
And two bad teams.
That was it. It's been a very, very mediocre year for Patrick Mahomes.
I would love to know what his numbers are in the last 10 minutes of games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like because that's when he's been, if Mahomes were to be in any sort of MVP conversation, and he's not, my guess is he's still on the board, maybe. I don't know. There's only like 5 names left you can bet on to win the MVP. And Josh Allen's so far out in front of everybody right now, he'd have to get abducted by aliens to not win the MVP. But I would love to know, if you took Mahomes' numbers in the last 10 minutes of games this year and extrapolated them out as if they were a season, my guess is it looks a lot like the vintage Mahomes.
Yeah.
They've been so good at the end of games.
The one thing about Mahomes that's improved over the second half of the season is that he's got 11 interceptions on the year. 9 of those came in the first half of the season.
Very front-loaded.
In the last 7 games, he's only thrown 2 interceptions. So the interesting thing about that is they were both to the Bills, and the Bills are one of the league leaders in interceptions. They're in the top 10 for interceptions, just like the Texans. Texans have the second most interceptions in the league right now. So I think there's still opportunity versus this version of Pat Mahomes for the Texans to be opportunistic. The other part of that that's very closely related is that the Chiefs are a mess at the offensive tackle position right now. And they've had to shuffle 4 different guys in at left tackle. Last game, Joe Thuney, the guard, moved out to tackle. DJ Humphries didn't look so hot. Like, so the Texans pass rush should be a decided advantage versus the Chiefs. And you just got to create that bad version of Pat Mahomes that chucks the ball up to good opportunistic defenses.
I may eat my words come Saturday afternoon after the game's over. I don't think it's a terrible matchup for the Texans.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of things going on with the Chiefs that actually line up pretty well with the Texans. Colin, who's producing us right now, said Mahomes eighth on the board at Vegas Insider for MVP. So he's not going to win. Josh Allen's going to win that thing. But he's still, like, his numbers are not MVP level numbers other than they're 13-1 this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, to your point, statistically, he's not been great at all.
If it were anybody but the Chiefs, this team would be the most doubted team in football.
They'd be
right
the
now.
Vikings from 2 years ago.
Yeah, or the Texans the year they went on their 6-game win streak. And, yeah. You know, there are various Texans teams where the, well, kind of like this year's, where, like, you've got a winning record, but your margin of victory, your points for and against margin is very, very slim.
Yep.
That's what it would feel like with the Chiefs right now, except that it's Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes.
You think they get Mahomes for a couple turnovers on Saturday, the Texans?
I think they get him for at least one.
Yeah.
They're
on a roll
especially,
right now.
Well, part of it, too, is the Texans have been able to do a good job disguising their coverages much more so than they could last year. Last year, they were really just getting into it towards the end of the year and on into the playoffs. They're really good at it now, partly because their young players, Kalen Bullock and Kamari Lassiter, have been able to do it. Like, they've got almost a full year of NFL experience. They're almost not rookies anymore.
Right.
And they're playing very much like that. So I like that. The other thing that I keep seeing that I think that people haven't realized maybe is that this Chiefs defense isn't as good as it was last year or at the beginning of this season. And they're down two starting corner. There was one starting outside corner, and then their slot corner got concussed last week.
Yeah.
Their defense is not the same defense. They're still capable of being very good.
Yeah.
They took the ball away from the Browns 6 times.
Right.
But it's not... It's last year, it was, okay, Pat Mahomes isn't playing like himself, but, man, that Chiefs defense is awesome.
Sure.
This year, it's more so that, okay, they're competent on both sides of the ball and they're getting the job done somehow, some way.
I have zero confidence the Texans offensively can take advantage of any depleted defense in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
I just know I have zero.
Steven Nelson's over there, by the way, remember.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
They signed him a couple weeks ago.
Little revenge game for Steven Nelson. Yeah. But you saying all those things, factual and valid about the defense, I get it. You say all those things, and I'm like, yeah, and they're going to put up 220 yards of offense.
It'd be like if you fought a charity fight versus Mike Tyson. You know, somewhere around the second or third round, you're going to lean in and be like, hey, man, remember your payday.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what it's still Mike Tyson, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Chiefs. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the Chiefs are the Mike Tyson.
The Chiefs are Mike Tyson.
I should have been more clear about that.
I think they get Mahomes. How do you think? Do you think is DeAndre Hopkins worth traveling with if you're Derek Stingley Jr. in this game, or do you think they play it a little different? Do they have anybody? I mean, Travis Kelce's not like peak level Travis Kelce.
You know, I think that
I think they just play
the
it
speed
straight.
Dynamic isn't the same, so yeah. I think you just play it straight.
Play it straight.
And yeah, because for one. You don't worry about DeAndre hitting you deep unless it's on a play action double move or something like that. Yeah. And I don't think the Texans are going to overly sell out to stop the run.
Yeah.
I don't think they need to. So yeah, I think they play it. I don't want to say vanilla, but I think they'll blend the coverages a lot like they did last week. The biggest part of it. And again, you don't necessarily want Stingley traveling with Hopkins because you'd like your corner. You'd like your defensive backs to have one eye in the backfield and one eye on the coverage,
mm-hmm.
so that you can always be aware of how Pat Mahomes is stringing the play out.
Yep.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm looking at the odds board for Defensive Player of the Year. TJ Watt, still a heavy favorite. He's still minus 175 to win this thing. Now, it's come down a little bit. He was minus 300 last week. And he suffered an ankle injury in their game. So that's something that Pittsburgh people and Baltimore people, because they play Pittsburgh, are keeping an eye on. Number two on the board is Patrick Surtain with Denver. He's about 3-1. Nick Benito of Denver is about 6.5-1. He's the one that had that, I mean, it looked like a pick six visually, but it was really a fumble return on that silly Colts throwback play that they did. So you got two Denver Broncos in the top three. Next on the board, two Houston Texans. Will Anderson Jr., who's 14-1, so he's got some ground to make up. Danielle Hunter is next at 25-1. How about Derek Stingley Jr. going from off the board to 33-1? Stingley's on the board now with those two picks that he had against the Dolphins.
These two, there's the potential in these next two games for
Dude, hold on, one of those guys, real quick. Jonathan Grenard tied with Danielle Hunter at 25-1.
Yeah,
sorry,
Grenard was big the other night too. Yeah, Grenard's been great this year.
Yeah.
So, I think the fact that you're playing the Chiefs on a Saturday and then you're playing on Christmas Day as one of only two games, both versus very good football teams, there's a really good chance that if the Texans show up and perform, whether they win or lose, but if they make it competitive, that one of those three guys might vault up pretty considerably after 2 weeks.
Might make a little run. Yeah, you never know.
Not even 2 weeks. What, a week from today?
But a week from today, you know, the two games will be, they'll be over by the afternoon or by the evening. That's wild to see Grenard on that list, man. It's good that he's that shows you right there, like the even swap out that was for those two teams. You know, Vikings get a little younger guy and cheaper guy in Grenard, but the Texans, I think, get a guy who they're very happy with in Danielle Hunter and brings that leadership to the defense. It's been a rock, man. That's the other thing. Like Grenard, you still never know when the injuries are lurking around the corner. Danielle Hunter doesn't. He looks like he's impervious to
injury. Yeah, that's a.
He looks like he's impervious to bullets.
I think that was probably the big hang up with giving Grenard that kind of money was his injury history, maybe.
Definitely.
And if you look at the way you kind of. I think as a GM, a lot of times you're looking at the composition of your team, and it's the only, you don't want too many guys that might be injury risks, and you don't want, you know, too many old guys, all of that. And in the case of, okay, which young guys are we going to extend and who also have some injury concerns, they spent that money on Nico Collins.
Yeah.
When you start gambling on too many young guys that have had a track record of injury, you're probably flirting with too much danger there.
Yep. Two rookies on the Defensive Rookie of the Year board right now. Quinyon Mitchell is the two Texans rookies. Quinyon Mitchell and Jared Verse are in a fist fight right now over the Defensive Rookie of the Year. Mitchell, the cornerback for the Eagles, versus the edge rusher for the Rams. Kalen Bullock was off the board. He's 33-1, so he popped up.
Oh,
so
he that, popped
that
back up.
Near
okay.
pick six, he got him on the board. Your Kamari Lassiter bet is on life support right now. But because of injuries, though, I think he'd be right in the mix. If he had performed all season long in every game, and had played every game, you know what I mean? Like, if he played the same way he has all season long, but he actually played in those games where he was injured, I think he's right there with those guys. I think he's had an outstanding
rookie
year.
He totally has. And I think he was unheralded because he was a second-round pick. And any conversations about his 40 time, I think, are long gone and in the dust.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if he continues to play like this, he's going to be one of those cautionary tales about people trusting the 40 time too much.
Yes.
You know, Jerry Rice is the A number one. Like, Jerry Rice ran a 4.7 40. He seemed to do all right without the fast 40.
I got to go check, but I think you're right about that.
Well, Kyle Hamilton's another guy that ran a horrible 40, but
he's pretty good.
Yeah. And the Ravens are the exact kind of team that knows things like that and says, yeah, screw the 40, we're taking him. So that's why I liked Kamari Lassiter. It felt like a Ravens-like move.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this guy, he's just a natural-born football player, does everything the right way, is produced at a high level, doesn't look slow on film. Why are we getting hung up on the 40 time? I like that the Texans made that move.
I like that it's working, too. By the way, you know what I like? Kalen Bullock, 33-1. You know who he's tied with on the odds board?
We got the best defensive player in the draft.
Leatu Leitu. That's my Chris Ballard impersonation.
Ballard, the GM of the Colts.
Smarter than everybody else.
Right.
Yeah.
And
how many sacks has he ended up with?
I don't know. I just know he's 33-1 right now.
Mm.
And he didn't do squat in either of the games against the Texans. All right.
He had a really nice rush against Laramie Tunsil in the first one. But other than that.
Other than that. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. We're going to keep moving on the Texans and the Chiefs all week long. Game on Saturday, noon kickoff here on Sports Radio 610. Do we want D'Amico Ryans to go nuts on the radio like one high-level NFL head coach did yesterday? We'll have the audio for you coming up next.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.